We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, marvelous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafoue, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafoue. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a German humanitarian group donates solar electricity systems to Pakistan. In intercultural news, tourism increases in Cuba. In health news, a senior couple in India offer a loving home to people with AIDS. All this and more at Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 9th, is the birthday of the President of Gabon, His Excellency Ali Ben Bongo Ondimba, born in 1959 in Brazzaville, the Republic of the Congo. President Bongo Ondimba is committed to improving the nation's infrastructure, constructing social housing projects, and creating over 50,000 jobs. Moreover, His Excellency has expressed his dedication to helping to advance peace in Africa, as well as support cooperation between African and Arab nations. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Ali Ben Bongo Ondimba, for your devotion to bettering the lives of Gabon citizens and ensuring harmony in Africa. We respectfully wish you a joyous birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Fly News. Lives lost as cold wave chills northern Mexico. The coldest weather to hit the northern Mexican state of Chihuahua in 55 years had claimed the lives of at least 7 people by Monday, February the 7th. The unusual cold over the past few days has seen thermometer readings drop to minus 20 degrees Celsius. Thousands of homes were without electricity and water as 17 power stations across northern Mexico shut down on Friday, with schools, roads and factories closed in the hard-hit city of Ciudad Juarez at the U.S.-Mexico border. On Friday night, malfunctions in both electricity and the weather advisory system resulted in the tragic loss of 65 animals in a municipal zoo, among them a young capuchin monkey, several iguanas and many tropical birds. Local governments have meanwhile been working to ensure adequate shelter for residents, and the Federal Electricity Commission, or CFE, has asked industrial customers to reduce power consumption so that it can be more quickly restored in affected regions.
Sending her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if aid is required and to go if possible to bring material for warmth to the most vulnerable. She also added that financial assistance for urgent needs is available.
Our gratefulness for the endeavors of the Mexican government and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. May heaven bless the Mexican people as we pray that such weather extremities quickly subside through humanity's concerted efforts to restore the Earth's balance.
Earthquakes stole Indonesia, U.S., Mexico, Papua New Guinea, and Solomon Islands. On Sunday, February 6, a tremor of magnitude 5.8 struck off Indonesia, its epicenter situated 253 kilometers southwest of the westernmost tip of Java Island. Also that day in North America, a quake measuring 4.0 on the Richter scale hit the Mexico-U.S. border. Located in Imperial County of California, USA, the tremor is thought to have been an aftershock of the April 2010 7.2 magnitude quake that occurred in Mexico's Baja California region. On Tuesday morning, a tremor registering 6.2 on the Richter scale shook the ocean floor 110 kilometers southwest of Arawa, Papua New Guinea, and 150 kilometers southwest of Chirovanga in the Solomon Islands. Fortunately, none of these quakes resulted in injuries or damage. While we are grateful for the welfare of those in the shaken regions, we pray that such potentially disastrous tremors are quieted as humanity's gentler lifestyles help ensure the stability of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Prime Minister inaugurated in Nepal. In a ceremony on Monday, February 7th, Jalana Kanal was sworn into office as the nation's next premier. Mr. Kanal had previously served as Minister of Agriculture and then Minister of Information, through which he also assisted in the country's transition to democracy and the initiation of a formal peace process. His recent appointment as Prime Minister concluded a 7-month caretaker government and was the result of a 17th parliamentary election that was ultimately successful in selecting him through a majority vote. Speaking of his wish to continue uniting the country through diplomacy and peace, Prime Minister Kanal stated, "I will try my best to form a government of political understanding. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate you on your new term in office. Our prayers for the success of your leadership and the ever-expanding prosperity and tranquility of all the gentle-hearted people of Nepal."
Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Love of Centuries, Alexis or Vietnamese in English version's debut as Chinese edition named January's number one bestseller. Following its Chinese language version launch on January 1st, now even more readers can enjoy Supreme Master Ching Hai's new poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, with its new release of the Alexis or Vietnamese in English language editions. Meanwhile, in Formosa or Taiwan's Kingstone online bookstore, The Love of Centuries has been ranking number one across several categories of the leading retail book franchise, including best-selling Chinese books list, Spotlight News Chinese books list, Hot New Releases list, Rocket Ranking books list, and most recently, number one on the monthly best-selling books list for January.
Formosan or Taiwanese readers have also been sharing their thoughts about the exquisite verses in The Love of Centuries, whose title originates from one of Supreme Master Ching Hai's moving poems.
旷世情人这本书非常的棒，就是有先在网络上看到，因为它是网络上面的排行榜第一名，所以就想说来实体店面买这样子。那我觉得它图文并茂的话，就是会更吸引人来阅读这本书。 像他的那个书的第二段啊，这位作者他就用了很精美的文字，以他的同理心去同理动物的感受，然后并用很优美文字把它写下来。我虽是小狗，爱心满洋溢，全心献物主，终身不动摇。因为他把狗的心情整个都，就是他内心想的都说出来了，然后就觉得，哦，原来我们养狗狗是这样对我们的，对。
所以你会不会将这本书《旷世情人》推荐给你的亲朋好友呢？会啊，而且就是应该也会就会买下来这样子，然后就会慢慢去看它的内容这样。
We join in happy congratulations on the number one popularity of The Love of Centuries and the premiere of the Alexis and English language editions of this most special volume. Our appreciation, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for sharing with the public these profound poetic masterpieces, which are sure to awaken feelings of gentleness, harmony, and divinity in many hearts.
Chinese edition of the book The Love of Centuries is available online at www.kingstone.com.tw.
Detainees pardoned in Sri Lanka and Ajman. Coinciding with the country's 63rd Independence Day celebrations, Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa granted amnesty to more than 1,500 inmates. Among those released are former Liberation Tamil Tiger members, some of whom have been detained since 2009. Meanwhile, the ruler of Ajman in the United Arab Emirates, His Highness Sheikh Humayd bin Rashid Al Nuaimi, also ordered the release of 63 detainees who had served over half of their terms with good conduct. In this decision, His Highness affirmed his hope that those released will continue as exemplary citizens. We thank Your Excellency and Your Highness for these decisions of clemency. May the newly freed enjoy blessed reunions with loved ones as they step towards lives of good fortune for themselves and their countries.
Renowned rock guitarist Gary Moore remembered. On Sunday, February the 6th, the Irish musician passed away suddenly at age 58 while on holiday in Spain. The prominent Mr. Moore's career spanned over four decades, with his talent expressed through the genres of blues, rock, and jazz. His contributions included the release of 20 solo albums, along with outstanding success through partnerships with such bands as Thin Lizzy and Skid Row, as well as collaborations with other gifted musicians such as The Beatles, George Harrison, and The Beach Boys. As tributes poured in from international musicians and former Thin Lizzy members, songwriter Bob Geldof stated, "He was, without question, one of the great Irish bluesmen. His playing was exceptional and beautiful. We won't see his like again." We send our sincere sympathies to the family and friends of Gary Moore, whose timeless legacy lives on in the hearts of fans worldwide. May his soul rest peacefully in the eternally loving realm of the divine.
Save our planet. The waste, pollution, disease, and other risks of animal farming. Recent bird flu outbreaks across Asian poultry farms and increasing government concern over the massive fecal discharges from livestock factory farms reveal just some of the problems inherent in factory farming. In the case of pig farming alone, researchers have found that these animals on average produce at least three times as much fecal matter as humans, with harmful pathogens that are at least 10 times more concentrated.
Canadian investigative environmental journalist Ms. Denise Proulx, author of the book Pig Farms, describes several crises of these factory farming operations, among which is the widespread practice of spraying millions of litres of untreated waste into the air after being stored sometimes for years in toxic liquid-holding lagoons.
Toujours dans une logique de rentabilité, on a laissé diminuer les espaces entre les cours d'eau et les champs pour les épandages. Donc, il y a un lessivage qui se fait, qui est excessivement important. Écoutez, il y a 8 millions de porcs en élevage, en rotation, à travers 3 à 4 périodes de rotation par année. Alors, une chose est certaine, on sait qu'actuellement, il y a trop de lisiers pour la capacité d'absorption des territoires. Alors, si vous en avez trop de lisiers pour la quantité de terre disponible, bien, vous reprenez un épandage là où il y en a déjà eu. Donc, inévitablement, à un moment donné, il y a saturation. Il y a écoulement à travers le sol, etc. C'est inévitable.
As the problem of pollution, odor, and overconsumption of clean water becomes more and more critical in pig farms everywhere, different attempts are being made to prevent the dangerous environmental and health impacts. The Formosan or Taiwanese government, for instance, is planning to provide financial incentives to pig farms to modify their facilities and even train the pigs to use a designated toilet, hoping to reduce the amount of water used and liquid feces generated. Although the highly intelligent pigs would learn quickly, the method is forecast to save at most only half of the 180 million liters of clean water used daily in Formosa just to clean pig pens.
In Canada, a decade-long experiment costing multi-millions of dollars has produced genetically modified, or GM, pigs whose fecal matter is said to contain reduced levels of the toxic contaminant phosphorus. Although it may seem less polluting than a normal pig, the so-called enviro pig, which contains DNA from mice and E. coli bacteria, is not yet approved for the market, in part due to the unknown health risks of genetically modified products.
With appreciation to Ms. Proulx and all others working to raise awareness by sharing this vital information, we pray that the health threats generated by the meat industry will cease through the wise and conscientious choices of consumers. May we protect both our vitality and environment for good by turning to safe, organic, vegan lifestyles.
During an October 2009 video conference in Hong Kong, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the hazards of manipulating nature through methods such as genetic modification while discussing a better alternative for food production.
I think we should not mess with the nature law of karma, because every action brings an equal reaction. This means that if we bring no harm to other beings, in this case being vegan, then no harm will come to us. But if we kill, we will be killed. There is a very direct connection between meat consumption and swine flu as well, and most other human disease. But the thing is, nowadays, many people try to do this so-called genetically modified food. Huh? And does it affect us?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. It does. Because if we mess it up, we will probably inherit more than we bargain for. There might be more incurable disease that come from GMO that we don't even know will happen yet. So it's better to have organic vegan farming method. And to feed the planet, vegan is also the answer, because our food supply goes so much farther if it's distributed directly to people instead of going through animals first.
Representatives from several groups, including the Muslim Brotherhood, receiving its first ever official recognition, meet with the Egyptian government, where they agree to form a joint constitutional reform committee to evaluate and propose amendments, while government delegates pledge to produce a draft within a month of changes needed to advance towards free elections.
Save our planet. The U.S. Department of Agriculture declares as disaster areas 16 southern Illinois counties affected by the 2010 extended drought to allow farmers who suffered crop loss to receive financial assistance from the government.
Warning news. After a number of people require hospitalization due to falling ill with symptoms that are traced to salmonella poisoning, South Australian health authorities recalled custard-filled items by two companies in an effort to protect public health.
I'm Angelo, the elusive Great Crested Grebe, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm a happy vegan. Today I have a tip to share from caring Supreme Master Qinghai. If you use a wet wipe towel or a baby wipe towel just to clean your face and hands, do not throw it away. It can be washed and reused as a wiping cloth for your face or sinks, or a spill on the floor, etc. Our many thanks, beloved Supreme Master Qinghai, for this great idea. And thank you, gentle viewers, for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, a German family-based group donates solar electricity systems to flood victims in Pakistan. The German Aid for Afghan Children, or GAAC, is supplying the kits to 1,000 families in the Kaidam and Gornai areas of the Swat district who were affected by floods. In addition, GAAC plans to gift solar cookers to 500 disadvantaged families as part of the next stage of relief aid. GAAC is an initiative of Dr. Reinhard Eruz, his wife Ms. Annette Eruz, and their children to assist the needs of Afghan women and children in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Our heartfelt gratitude, German Aid for Afghan Children, Dr. Reinhard Eruz, Ms. Annette Eruz, and family, for your dedicated care of the pure-hearted Afghani people. May all brethren around the world be provided the necessary support to build bright futures with divine blessings.
In intercultural news, tourism expands in Cuba. According to the Ministry of Tourism of Cuba, the number of visitors has increased almost 4%, with 2.5 million people coming to the Caribbean island in 2010. Officials expect 2.75 million individuals in 2011. Congratulations, Cuba, on your growing tourism industry. May more eager travelers have the opportunity to enjoy your sun-graced land and warm-hearted citizens. Up next on Noteworthy News, an elderly Indian couple provide all the needs for residents of their shelter. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. More gladdening news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benevolent news for a kind world. In health news, a senior couple in Allahabad, India, provides a loving home to people with acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS. Located next to Allahabad University, the shelter is owned, supported, and operated by Mr. and Mrs. Kamar Jia Zaidi. Many of the residents are widows with children who had no other place to live. Ms. Vijay Devi, who stays in the home, said of Daddy Sahib, as the couple is affectionately called, "They give us food, water, medicine. They also teach my children and bring them up. Our grateful salute, Mr. and Mrs. Kamar Jiazadi, for your compassionate hearts and actions. May your kindness help to bring well-being, joy, and dignity to many children of God.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Aymara, an indigenous language spoken in Bolivia, Peru, and the north of Chile. It is entitled Anniversary Surprise.
Warmijaru histra, pachasana urupana, kaukiru saran munta, hupak siwa kaukirus, hani u kankayati sintihaya, ukamasti histua, kunjamas payasinuta.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Shining World Compassion Award. Christopher the Cat and the Nine Lives Foundation on Animal World, our co-inhabitants.
It's astonishing to find out about the noble work of the Nine Lives Foundation, especially since I adopted my beloved cat Nuron from the organization when I was visiting California, USA. I am very thankful that he chose me. I was very touched to hear that the Nine Lives Foundation offers lifelong care for their cats. Thank you, Nine Lives, and thank you, Supreme Master TV, for letting me know more about where my precious cat came from. Ji-yun from Seoul, South Korea.
Feline-loving Ji-yun, your warm note is much appreciated. We are also very grateful to the Nine Lives Foundation for their wonderful work in helping many delightful cat companions. Wishing you and sweet Nurong many happy years together with heaven's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the light of the providence uplift your soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To further enhance the efficiency and function of the advisory body known as the Presidential Council for Civil Society Development and Human Rights, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev amends the regulations and expands the council membership.
The United Arab Emirates donates $620 million to bring relief to flood-affected Pakistanis through projects that include construction of schools, healthcare facilities, bridges, and water supplies.
Over 30 countries participate in the MIFA International Exchange Festival in Tokyo, Japan, which seeks to promote appreciation and friendship between the people of Japan and other cultures through colorful traditional costumes, performances, and music.
Australia launches a new anti-smoking advertising campaign linking coughs with lung cancer to remind people of the dangers of smoking and encourage the halting of this harmful behavior to protect public health.
Polish President Bronislaw Komorowski welcomes French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel for talks to discuss international issues as well as Poland's upcoming seat in the European Union presidency.
Using a touchscreen keyboard along with special head tracking device, American Hank Torres, who lost the use of his hands and legs in an accident, set a Guinness World Record for the fastest hands-free typing.
With donations of nearly $600,000 from the Japanese government, five non-governmental agencies are able to provide relief assistance, including food, well cleaning, and reconstruction to Sri Lankans affected by the recent floods.
Scientists from companies in the UK, Sweden, and New Mexico, USA, developed the new driver alcohol detection systems for safety, a sophisticated technology designed to make roads safer by being able to quickly sense blood alcohol levels and prevent driving while under its influence.
Yemeni Minister of Education Abdul Salam Al-Jafi and U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, Director Jeffrey Ashley discussed enhanced cooperation between the two countries in the fields of education and training.
Following a recent blizzard in Indiana, USA, college students clearing snow create a small mountain for sledding, with donations for rides going to the charity Blessings in a Backpack, which provides food for disadvantaged children.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.